A slim majority of those polled by a group of professional educators believe the reform plan will help students achieve. But many of those surveyed object to how that progress is measured. 67% object to strict testing required to get federal education money under the No Child Left Behind Act. Those polled by Phi Delta Kappa International indicated they don't believe a school should be judged on a statewide test, which a certain number of students have to take, regardless of ability. Mike Thompson is a state education policy advisor. He helps Wisconsin schools do what's required under the No Child Left Behind Act.
Judging a school solely on statewide test scores in two subject areas can lead to an unfair characterization of the school.
Educators don't all agree. Some support testing is a way of measuring progress. Madison Reading Specialist Chris Doherty works at Black Hawk Middle School and says it provides accountability. Furthermore, she believes getting 100% of the state students to a certain level of proficiency can be done, something critics say is laudable but impossible.
I really go out on a limb here, but I'm a reading teacher, and I believe that kids can learn to read.
Strict testing standards and the amount of money states are getting to implement the law have been criticized across the nation. A federal education official representing the Midwest says he's generally heard good things while touring Wisconsin the last 3 weeks, but Alan Foer would not rule out future changes to the No Child Left Behind Act.
We think that the act is moving along and is where it should be. Certainly in the future there may be modifications.
More than two dozen states have asked the Bush administration for permission to gauge student improvement using their own methods instead of federal government rules. Wisconsin was not among them, but state education officials have let congressional representatives know they'd like changes. Wisconsin's state superintendent has repeatedly referred to the law as No Child Left Untested. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.